Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Don't let your weekend project turn into a headache. Let Napa help. Get free all-deep penetrating oil from Napa Auto and Truck Parts. This 11-ounce can is only $9.99, and it'll bust through rust and corrosion fast. And while you're there, grab some purple power cleaner, starting at just $4.49 to clean up that mess. And stock up on select Napa antifreeze coolant. Napa has everything you need to finish the job right. Find them in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, they're your source for parts and so much more.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. There's an urgent search underway for whoever shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk as he rallied young voters on the campus of Utah Valley University. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities are canvassing for surveillance footage, talking to witnesses about what they saw, asking for any video they may have recorded.
Those who were nearby saw Kirk fall to the ground after that single shot rang out.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to describe it again, but it was pretty traumatizing, pretty terrible. What happened? Just an overall sad situation.
Kirk shot once in the neck, his killing described as an assassination by Utah's governor. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the increase in threats nationwide.
We need every political figure, we need everyone who has a platform to say this loudly and clearly. We can settle disagreements and disputes in a civil manner, and political violence must be called out, and it has to stop.
This is ABC News. We've been talking a lot about the murder of Charlie Kirk. Last September, we were talking about the man who is now on trial for, prosecutors say, trying to murder President Trump in Florida.
Nearly 1 year ago to the day, Ryan Ruth was arrested after prosecutors say he hid in the bushes of Donald Trump's golf course with a rifle in hand to try to shoot the then presidential nominee. This morning, he's due to defend himself in his own criminal trial, having dismissed his own lawyers earlier this year. Federal prosecutors and Ruth spent the last 3 days trying to finalize a jury, and that group of 12 Floridians will now determine if Ruth is guilty of trying to kill the president. From Fort Pierce, Florida, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
A South Korean charter plane has arrived in Atlanta to take home the Korean workers who were shackled and detained last week in the Georgia Hyundai plant raid. South Korea's president says companies will likely hesitate to make further investments in the U.S. until it improves its visa system. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu. 5 minutes after 7, we're at 52 degrees. A peek at today's weather picture is coming up here in just a little bit. Regular features as well. We'll round it up and move it out. And also birthdays and anniversaries in the next hour here on a Thursday with WRCO.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, We know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works, whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind. Call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, tonight 53, with more pockets of fog settling in. Friday, any fog lifting early, then partly cloudy and warm and 81. That sets the stage for a warm weekend. We'll have a daytime high of 86 for Saturday and 87 on Sunday. Right now, WRCO on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 52 degrees. Thanks for joining us today on the radio.
I broke down and banged up, been laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies, I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. I pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. You tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive, give me a door, that's the plan.
Garth Brooks, Ronnie Dunn, and a rodeo man here on WRCO Radio. We have a mystery guest filling in for Hank. Hank is out and about. In fact, I think he's been just in mourning since Culver's and Taco Bell closed. He doesn't know what he's going to do himself, but we'll see if we can get him back here one of these days. This is Eric Church.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think or do, but there's something to some of it. Like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, did a breaks, go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard. You want rhythm, makes you a man. Is being true to her till your glass runs out of sand. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know, but there's something to some of it. Some of it, yeah.
John Deere.
Joe Diffie and John Deere Green here on WRCO Radio for a Thursday morning. We'll talk about a few things to celebrate, and we'll have a little conversation for you coming up here in just a moment. The Packers play tonight. Be aware of that. Our news update before normally 5 o'clock begins a little early, around 4:30, and then Packer pregame show at 5, courtesy of the Packer Radio Network. Kickoff time 7:15 tonight. The Packers are a slim 3.5-point favorite in that game tonight. So I think it's going to be a close one. I don't like weeknight games. I've made that clear before because it's way past Phil's bedtime. If I stay up and watch it and they do well, I'm all like, oh, yeah, can't go to sleep. And if they lose, I get mad and I can't go to sleep. So I usually just go to bed at halftime.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for a delicious dinner that won't break the bank, head to Richland Locker and stock up on their boneless pork country ribs. Just $2.98 a pound, perfect for a slow-cooked meal or a quick weeknight grill. And while you're there, grab some incredible savings for lunch, too. Their deli roast beef is only $12.48 a pound and pairs perfectly with sliced Colby cheese for just $5.48 a pound. Richland Locker, your destination for quality meats and fantastic savings. Don't wait. These deals are hot. Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor from
Mantelon. Wilkinson Auctions is holding its annual summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Wednesday, September 17th. This auction will feature tractors, skid loaders, trailers, grain carts, combines, heads and carts, and all kinds of farm equipment. We're accepting consignments until Monday, September 15th, and expect over 100 sellers. The summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, Wednesday, September 17th. More info and how to consign with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Does your knife feel dull? Are your scissors struggling to cut? Your tools just not performing like they used to? It might be time for them to get an edge back. At Affordable Sharpening, you can get just about everything professionally sharpened. Located in Cos Plaza, Richland Center, they're experts at sharpening knives, scissors, lawnmower blades, axes, chainsaw chains, and more. They even sharpen shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. Affordable Sharpening, open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cos Plaza. Give them a call, 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
September is Suicide Awareness Month, a good time for the Richland Hospital and Clinics to remind of three potentially life-saving numbers, 988. Call or text 988 anytime. Someone is available to listen, support, and guide you to help. The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available at no cost. Whether you're struggling with mental health or emotional distress, remember 988 is standing by.
It's Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, where flowers say I love you, or at least I panicked at the last minute. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Today's show is packed with more energy than a toddler after three juice boxes, a couple of world records you didn't even know existed, and the chance to learn, well, absolutely nothing useful. And of course, don't miss Hank's Love Lines, where romance meets reality. Remember, folks, Hank says if she steals your hoodie, that's true love. But if she steals your fries, you better run. Tune in, laugh a little, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
We don't have Hank in here today, but we have his fill-in, the backup right fielder from Richland Center, Brandon Ewing. How you doing?
Good. Backup right fielder is right, right? And it's a backup. I'm back up here, too.
You're back up here.
Yeah.
You didn't bring the star of the show, the Violet, this week.
No, and she was a little disappointed, but are you okay? Because with those hard-hitting questions, I tell you what.
It was tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was like a 60 Minutes interview there.
Afterwards,
favorite color.
What's your favorite food?
Favorite food.
And she asked me this morning, she goes, well, you're going back on. Can I come? And I'm like, no, not today. And she was a little bummed. And, and she goes, well, I had some more questions for you.
I wonder what they were. She'll have to come back and try them out on me.
So the next one, though, it's Rosetta. You know, Rosetta was really bummed, too, after she heard Violet. She's like, well, Dad, and this is a little four-year-old, mind you, that doesn't speak all that well yet, but she can talk. And she goes, Dad, I want to go on too. And I said, you're not quite ready yet. And she goes, she looked at me with like those the eyes, the piercing eyes, and she goes, I'm ready. And so I was kind of telling you before we got on air here, it's like, that girl can talk. She can tell a story. That is going to be my salesman.
Oh.
She has superpowers, but she needs to use those superpowers for good. And I am a little concerned at times with Rosetta.
Maybe we wouldn't want to give her an open mic.
Not yet. She needs a little training.
I did that with my granddaughters. I don't know. They were quite four, but I put them on there, you know, always teasing them. And I opened the microphone. I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? You know, and one of them said something about poop. You know, I'm like, okay, well,
that's funny. She gets it.
I know, but.
But we do have a special. I mean, it's always the same time that I come on. Always. And remember, 2 years ago when I came on, it was Violet's birthday.
Oh.
So Violet's birthday is actually on Sunday.
Well, it's happy birthday.
Thank you. And it's going to be a big 6 year for her.
6 years. Oh. Well, that's awesome.
And where does it go?
I don't know. I know I look at that with my own kids, but my grandkids too. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing. So Alea will be 5 next weekend.
Oh,
and
man.
That 5 years goes pretty quickly.
Sure does.
Yeah. We want to give a shout out to Nani's Sweet Treats and Uniques. Amy stopped by today with, look at this, warm chocolate chip cookies and delicious looking, oh my goodness, pumpkin cream cheese muffins.
I haven't tapped into the muffins yet, but those cookies are delicious.
They look pretty good, don't they?
They are mighty good.
We appreciate that. People drop off sweets, and I think they think 30 people work here.
Well, I got a stomach for about 10.
Well, there you go.
I'm not here every day.
It's doing your part. You can take a few.
So these are early mornings. How long have you done this?
Well, I have been with the radio station since 1986.
Yeah.
In fact, I just went by 39 years in August.
Congratulations.
I've done morning since 1990.
Yeah.
So.
Do you ever have trouble getting up?
No, not anymore.
Do you have to set extra alarms? Like, what do you do?
I do set, I set two. I set the old clock radio and I set my phone. And usually, you know, I shut them off right away. There are some of those, what I call three alarm mornings where June finally kicks me. I'm like, hey, get up.
So you ever have any close calls?
Not for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Don't jinx me. But,
yeah, okay. Well, I've had a close call today.
So. Yeah, you were late?
I wasn't late, but I tell you what, you set that alarm. You have in your mind, you know what you want to do. And then, I wake up and it's like, my alarm didn't go off. Wait, I didn't set my alarm?
You've got that panic mode.
It is the panic mode.
Have you ever done that with a nap?
Oh, my gosh,
because I take naps, and I'll wake up, and I'm like, is it morning? Is it night? Where am I supposed to be? Oh, my goodness. But I think the last time I was late was years ago. So I took over. Ron did mornings. You know, I took over for him. And I remember after the first week, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
Really?
Because it was just, I'm a night owl, and I still am. I love to stay up all night and sleep all day.
Yeah.
But you had to kind of start conditioning yourself. And I remember after the first week, but it was a Christmas morning in like sometime in the early 90s. And we had been doing something.
Christmas morning.
Christmas Eve, we had been out and got home with the gifts and didn't set the alarm. And I woke up about 6:30 or something like that in a panic and then drove in here, and just at that time we weren't on 24/7 like we are now. And I just threw on a record and it was a Christmas record. And I, starts on the air and the phone rings. I'm like, okay, here's the first person saying, where were you or whatever, and pick it up. And she says, that's the most beautiful song I've ever heard. What is that?
Well, you know what? I guess make it work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I tuned in on Tuesday. I thought Mr. Gutnick's questions were tough.
He is. He was like that back in school, too.
Where's Hank's? Hank needs to dial it up a little bit.
Yeah. Hank goes true and false a lot of times. And, I appreciate that.
So, I get it.
But he doesn't push me.
No. You know what? That mental aptitude that you have, you gotta use that.
Yeah, gotta use it or lose it, right? Yep. Yes.
I haven't heard you talk much about your fantasy football team.
Well, I did beat Mr. Fabulous the first week.
Did you really?
We had one in between here, but Tim Thede, he went down by about 100 points, so I was pretty happy.
Who do you have?
I don't know.
Are you
so much to keep track of?
Yeah, I agree. It gets to be a little much sometimes.
Oh boy! And then the Civic Media group wanted us to do. I said no. So
you,
I can't.
Oh, you only have the one.
I only have one. I said I can't.
I know.
I can't manage one.
I know.
Have you ever done this where kickoff is noon on Sunday? So I get it like set for the weekend, and I go to church or something. And then I get look at the clock, and it's 12:01. I look up, and it'll be like out injured.
What?
I know.
No. Multiple times, and it depends. If I go to 10:30 church, it's, I have to be locked in and engaged before that I understand and know, what's going on.
Sure.
Fantasy's a big deal.
Kyler Murray is my starting quarterback.
Oh, I pray for you.
He got me a lot of points.
Yeah, he did. He played well.
We have Gibbs, Henry, Henderson, McConkey,
You got a good team.
Not bad. Texans defense.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. So I don't have any Packers.
I was going to just ask.
I do have ex-Badger, Mr. Ferguson,
okay,
as a tight end.
Did you know he's Barry's grandson?
I do know that.
That was our running joke when we were watching. It's every broadcast, they would always say, and did you know?
That's
Barry's grandson.
Yeah, exactly. We know it here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how did it go with Brady going out to throw?
Amazing.
Up? Really?
Yeah, it was so much fun. We had tailgate spot on lot 17, which is the parking garage right behind on the rooftop. So just get to hang out in a place with people that we used to hang out with quite a bit. And then, he went down, was on the field prior to the game. My family, my mother, my father, my sister Brittany, Rachel, and the boys all got to be on the field as the team was warming up. And then, the walking out, for our Ewing family, I don't think there was a lot of dry eyes, but
I bet
it was pretty cool to see him on that field one more time, walking out with the team. And
that's incredible.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's really nice. Did have a chance to talk to him about it. And I posted it on one of our chats that goes along our network here of all of our stations. I said, Brady, is going to be representing, and he's going to be there. And somebody came back with, Brady's boys could probably beat Middle Tennessee. Which, I don't think that was the case. But
no.
But they could probably, they'd give it a go, I bet.
Yeah, they would try. They would try super hard. I was a little worried going into halftime.
I know.
Then, they turned it on. So they're going to have a test this weekend.
Yeah, they're only a 21.5 point.
That's wild. That's
underdog.
Wild. But I don't know. Who are we going to see?
I don't know.
And the run game, which looked what I thought well on the first game, did not look very well against Middle Tennessee. And if that's what we're going to do, we got to do it well.
Yeah, there was one point, I think it might have been at halftime, where they only had like 3 yards rushing.
It was a tough sled.
So, oh well.
Speaking of football, though, Coach Troxell, that was a huge win on last Friday.
What a nice win over Lancaster.
Congratulations to the football program. That was, 18 years coming.
Yeah. Jeez, I think Louise. Brady was in high school the last time they did beat Lancaster.
Yeah, it's pretty special. So they got something good rocking right now.
And I think that come from behind thing, that could go a long way the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
So kind of.
I heard a lot of the Richland Center chatter was saying that the officials were on their A game. Hey, just, I'm an official. Hank is an official. Okay, stay off the officials.
Oh, yeah. There's rules against that this year.
Yeah, I know. I get it. But no, they got a good thing going right now.
They do.
So I'm looking forward to seeing if they can continue the momentum. So
you bet. So anything else I should know? Anything?
Brewers are slumping.
I know.
It's tough.
You kind of figured that they would as banged up as they are, as well as
they were playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of weathered another little Yelich storm. So, I don't know. I really hope they played so well for so long that, you know, they can continue this in October.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, too. But as I told somebody as it was going on, you know, the 14-game win streak, I'm like, you know, we've had fun.
We've had great fun.
So, no matter what happens, it's just been, it's good entertainment, right?
It's summer baseball.
So. Yes, it is.
And home talent just ended
last weekend. Middleton won the championship this year over Verona. 2-1.
Yeah.
I don't think Middleton lost a game.
That's a good program.
No, exactly.
Yeah. I miss that. I miss it a lot.
Yeah. I just wish Richland Center could get a team.
Yeah. Just keep it going. It
takes a lot of commitment, though.
It sure does. And, you know, you can't rely on the same 3-4 to do it. So I can understand, but it is special when you get a good group of guys. The community or rallies around it.
Yep.
They will.
Yeah, we had that with Arena. They had a nice run this year.
Absolutely.
And a group of high school kids that have stayed together for a number of years.
Even you look at Muscadet. Muscadet's doing a good job.
Yep. And our friends in Cazenovia.
Absolutely.
Win, lose, or draw, they have the best fan base in the whole league.
I agree.
They really do.
I agree. Well, thank you, Phil.
Yeah, man. Lots of fun. Good to see you.
It's always fun. So don't wait another 365 before you invite me again.
Well, Hank has to be gone, and he needs the money. So.
should I Tanya Harding him? Or Nancy Kerrigan, whichever way you look at it.
It wouldn't be hard to take him out at the knees, I'm telling you. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Always good to see you. Brandon Ewing joining us here, the backup for Hank Bray, the backup right fielder. We'll be back with the birthdays and anniversaries next.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
It is the end of summer sale at Badger Line Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badger Line Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badger Line Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Bring your appetite to the Viola Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Fair food, midway rides, parades, and raffle prizes, plus live music Saturday night. Proud sponsors include Driftless Outdoors, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Jones Chevrolet, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Some notes on today. 1941, groundbreaking took place for the Pentagon. 1985, Pete Rose of the Reds broke Ty Cobb's MLB career hits record with 4,192. And we all remember where we were when we first heard the news. Nearly 3,000 people killed as 19 Al-Qaeda hijackers seized control of four jetliners, sending planes into the World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon, and the fourth into a field in western Pennsylvania. September 11th of 2001. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to Travis Heisel from your loving wife, Rebecca. Have a great day today. Have a, well, yeah, let's see. This one's a little vague. It might be an anniversary. My apologies. Happy fifth anniversary to Travis from your loving wife, Rebecca, today. Also, happy birthday wishes going out to Mylon Moloveski from St. Mary's School. To Alan Bradley retiree Margot Aide from AKA 18101. Have a great day today. From Butch and Margaret. And to Loretta Bormet from Uncle Butchie and Aunt Margaret. Have a special day today. The RC Lions saluting Francis Ann Shannon. To Julie Bellman Koppel. To Graham Wilson. Jason Preston. Sadie Mae Troxell. Also to Callum Brunson, Jane Bellman, and Stephanie Clary, all celebrating today. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday, Judy Pospical, to Kenda Tisdale, to Christopher Spees, and Macy McKay. Have a great day today, Bruce and Diane Irish. Their anniversary today. So best wishes to everybody celebrating today. We salute you. Thanks for sending those our way.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
1,000, 1,500, 1,000, 1,500, 10, 15, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 10, 15, 1,100.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
We hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for tuning us in today. This is Paul Overstreet.
Well, I've heard tell of millionaires and billionaires and such who gathered all their treasures and still did not have. Money could buy peace of mind, I guess they'd have it all. But all the money in the world won't hold you when you fall. We've got a roof over our head, and the kids have all been fed, and the woman I love most lies close beside me. The richest man on earth. Lord, when I wished I had the things that you gave someone else, I pray that you'll forgive me for just thinking of myself. I haven't been as thankful as I know I. Be more than satisfied with all you've given me. We've got a roof over our heads, and the kids have all been fed, and the woman I love most lies close beside me in our bed. Lord, give me the eyes to see exactly what it's worth.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a tremendous day. Joanne is next with the news on WRCO.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 53 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 11 o'clock for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties. Rest of today, scattered fog early, then partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 76. Tonight, a few clouds, pockets of fog settle in late with a low of 53. In Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 53 degrees after a low this morning of 51.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Charlie Kirk, the CEO and co-founder of the conservative youth organization Turning Point USA, was fatally shot at an event at a Utah college. His killing Wednesday is the latest example of political violence in the U.S., spanning a range of political ideologies and affecting both major political parties. Governor Spencer Cox called the killing a political assassination. Two people were detained Wednesday, but neither was determined to be connected to the shooting, and both were released, public safety officials said. A manhunt is currently going on as law enforcement searches for the killer of Charlie Kirk. A man from Lancaster died in a farm accident Monday afternoon. Around 1:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call regarding a man who was caught underneath farming equipment on Boyce Creek Road in South Lancaster Township. Emergency personnel, both from Lancaster Fire Department and Lancaster EMS, responded to the scene. When the initial responding personnel arrived on scene, they discovered Robert Stater, 77 of Lancaster, was deceased. The investigation into the accident showed that Stater and another man were working on a piece of farm machinery when Robert Stater became caught in the moving parts and died as a result of the injuries he sustained. At the Capitol, Wisconsin law enforcement leaders say they're facing challenges in recruitment and retention. Columbia County Sheriff Roger Brandner also leads associations representing sheriffs and deputy sheriffs statewide.
When I got hired back in 1991, for one job, you would see hundreds of applicants. Hundreds for one job. Right now, we run multiple processes to get one person in the door. That's an incredible change.
Milwaukee County Sheriff Danita Ball says some new hires don't stick around.
Typically, within the first 3 years, we see a number of people who will leave. I would say anywhere in the first 1 to 3 years, about 10.
Sheriffs and police chiefs told a legislative committee on Tuesday that negative public perceptions have played a part in decreased interest in law enforcement careers. SSM Health Monroe Hospital, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo, and SSM Health Waupun Memorial Hospital earned a 5-star rating from Nurse Communication from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The rating is based on data collected in the Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems survey and reflects how well patients felt their nurses explained things clearly, listened carefully, and treated them with courtesy and respect. Only 529 hospitals in the U.S. received a 5-star rating for nurse communication. More than 4,000 hospitals across the country are surveyed and rated across 10 categories using Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems data. Homecoming week is currently underway at the Weston School District. Homecoming is early this year at Weston. Molly Kasten is the district administrator of Weston Schools.
We had previously had our plan for homecoming as, I think it was October 17th. And this summer, the WIAA changed the 8-man football schedule, and October 17th was no longer a game. And so we had to adjust. You know, when you co-op, you have to share the home games. And so there was a limited number. And so the only date we had available was September 12th. So our second week of school, we have homecoming.
During the week, there are various activities being held for students to show their school spirit, including different dress-up days each day. Tonight, Weston faces North Crawford in volleyball. Junior varsity action will start at 6, followed by the varsity team playing around 7:15. Friday and Saturday, there will also be a full slate of events.
Friday, we will have our parade in Cazenovia again this year at 2:30. And then the game that night is at 5:30. Our pork feed for the FFA is before that from 4 to 5:30 in the cafeteria. And at 4:30 is our distinguished alumni induction, and that's at the school. And the Silver Eagle Foundation is hosting an alumni social at Hillpoint Hideaway at 8 o'clock, which is hopefully after the game. And then the next day on Saturday at 8 o'clock is our homecoming dance.
Friday night's football game will feature Waniwok Weston taking on Monticello in eight-player action. Enjoy the activities and support the sports teams during homecoming week at the Weston School District. The 2025 Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment Education Series will offer a free quarterly support and education series about brain health and living well with MCI. Pam Kohlberg, Dementia Care Specialist for the ADRC of Eagle Country, invites you to join her at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from 9:30 to 11:30.
If you want to learn more about what is it that how do they decide if somebody has one of the forms of dementia, Alzheimer's, Lewy body, whatever, what's that testing? And so there's a really interesting program out of the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, and people can go on September 12th from 9:30 to 11:30. There's a program about it. Well, it's online. So what I thought is if I'm going to sit and watch this, I could sit and watch it with other people, right? So, you know, you can come in person to the community center during that time, like 9 o'clock on September 12th, and I'm going to go online and watch this program. It's about 2 hours. They usually have, it's like a hybrid program, right? There's somebody up on the screen talking about what's involved with cognitive testing and brain imaging. You know, there's so much now. Where does that fit? So you can come and watch it with me at the community center. You can also go online, and you would just go to, it's called the other ADRC, the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center through UW-Wisconsin. And so I'll have this stuff online. I'll have this at the ADRC to find out. So if people want to watch it from their home, they can, or they can come sit with me from, you know, 9:30, 11:30 on September 12th and hear more about kind of the testing they do. It's still a pretty evolving field. It's amazing. We've known about Alzheimer's since, you know, over 100 years, but we're still figuring out how to detect it. And I think it's a little bit like cancer. There's so many different kinds and so many different parts of the body. Same thing with dementia. There's so many different kinds and different parts of the brain that there's a lot that it's kind of a tricky thing to diagnose. So anyway, it's called Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment.
Register to attend the live online event via Zoom at adrc.wisc.edu/MCI or attend the Richland Center Community Center to view with dementia care specialist Pam Kohlberg Friday from 9:30 to 11:30.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Thursday, September 11th. Roscoe L. Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center, died August 30th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, followed by military honors by the Richland Center Military Honors Unit at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Roscoe L., Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center. Irvin Sandy Mott, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 10. In lieu of flowers, plant a fruit tree in memory of his orchards or make a donation to St. Jude's. Irvin Sandy Mott, 89 of Richland Center. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center, died September 1st at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 6 o'clock Friday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 4 to 6. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center. Robert L. Bauer, 84 of Plain, died September 1st at home following a bout with lung cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 to 7 and again Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Plain Fire Department. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert L. Bauer, 84, of Plain. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, with burial to follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center. Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 in the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel. Burial will follow in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 2nd. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Sand Prairie Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from noon until the time of service at 2. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, 76, died Wednesday. A funeral memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet.
It's back to school time, and when the smoke clears, why not shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance? New models are coming in, which means super savings on closeout models in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Stop in early for the best selection. Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
This is a special report from the ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Still no one in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, the political activist President Trump has described as a good friend.
This is a dark moment for America.
Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance, skipping 9/11.